Thank you so very much for joining me today as we begin looking into a few things that have been occurring recently. It seems that some rather unusual events have been happening at Praxis Memetics LLC. So, I'm asking you to take a look into them, to investigate for me, and to find out just what might be going on. And it would seem that the investigation you've been assigned to is to look into the disappearances of some of the maids that were sent by the Praxis Maid Cafe to retrieve a few ingredients for one of their specialty dishes. Apparently, we've lost contact with them in another dimension. A candy dimension. Apparently, some sort of candy kingdom near a village inhabited by candy slime girls. So, we're going to be having you take a look. And with that in mind, let's begin. So just get nice and comfortable where you're at. Give yourself a moment to settle down, sit comfortably, lay down, however you're ready to enter the dreamscape. Once you're prepared, we can begin. So pause if you need to, and then continue. And of course, knowing that at any time during the following proceedings, should you need to move, adjust, or do anything at all, it's actually quite easy to do so. Anything that supports your ability to listen is preferable. In fact, it is encouraged and allowed. And so, you'll find it just as easy 5 minutes from now to adjust if you need to be comfy while you listen. And with all that out of the way, just listen to my voice, follow my instructions, and before you know it, you'll find yourself somewhere new, exploring, learning, investigating this interesting set of circumstances. Breathe in nice and deep for me, and focus on my voice. It's not a difficult proposition. In fact, it's quite delightfully easy. So smooth and gentle these words can be, as they flow from me to you and you to me. Let them weave and wrap around your mind. Before you know it, you'll be gently slipping down into quite the relaxed bind. Just let me pull you through into that state where your voice, as my thoughts are your thoughts. The words can be as they were and weren't. The words can spell a yarn, a story, a tale to you that pulls you through to the dreamscape. Potential and possibility manifest into reality. That's what the dreamscape is. That's what the dreamscape does for all of us. It is a bridge. It is a door. It is a gate. It is an infinite white, blank plane. So many forms that it takes. Feel yourself drift from the room you're in. Let go of everything for a little while, knowing that I can guide you and that I can help you reach your goal. That for the next bit, you don't need to think. You can simply be guided, knowing that if you should need to stop, you can. That you can depart at any moment, at any time. But if that should not be the case, letting yourself sink into that comfort, into that focus, into that relaxed listening, imagining yourself drifting from reality. That gentle pull, inexorable like gravity in another direction, like a magnetism, the feeling of two magnets wanting to stick together until with a moment of wavering, you just right out of our reality, just pop and you're gone, feeling yourself floating, letting all that weight drift right out of your body. Suspended in a land of pure possibility. And of course, with just a moment's notice, you could be anywhere in it, anything in it, visit any place, anywhere, any concept, any reality. It's all right there, Look forward now. Look behind. Look inside and know that there is only possibilities. Feel my voice guide you. Let yourself drift and float until you see before you a gentle pink pool upon the ground, flowing and swirling like liquid glitter and gloss. Marbled patterns mark it with gentle striations, the faintest of ripples emanating along the surface in concentric circles, out to in, to out to in, pulling your view, pulling on you. Reach a hand out, touch, and feel the soft, sticky irresistibleness of it as it pulls you into it in one fluid motion, as though you were diving into a pool, but the pool was reaching out to grab you. Cool turns to warmth, turns to a sunny morning. Find yourself seated next to a strange circle in the ground, made from large pieces of crystalline material, dark purple, chunks broken off, crystals growing out, runes that start from the center with a dark purple circle, and two arms that circle around it, ensconcing it in runes, a familiar symbol to anyone who knows of Praxis Mimetics. Look up now into this morning, feel the gentle breeze blowing warmly upon you. See the hills and the surrounding countryside, lush to such an extent that they're almost glowing emerald green. Notice that everything seems a little too vivid. The grass, like cut glass, yet soft to the touch. Pluck a strand up with your hand, smell it, and catch the faintest whiff of sugar. Everything that surrounds you is like nothing you've seen before, because you have stepped into a land made of fantasy, of candy. Dust yourself off, check your equipment, make sure that you're ready to proceed and begin your investigation, following the winding trail through the rolling, gentle foothills, guided along by the faint marks of footprints and by a feeling of certainty. See signs of life, homes made from different materials, some from carefully crafted dark chocolate, others laid out from gingerbread. The building materials all seem to vary, and yet as you grow closer to this town, they become more crystalline. You can see the first outlying structures, and you can see the first resident. A darling, sweet slime girl. So carefree, so light on her feet for someone made from liquid, it seems. A glowing, iridescent blue, looking for all the world like living liquid, yet shaped so voluptuously, so curvaceously into a feminine form, noticing green and yellow and red. Take a moment to examine the town, seeing all the residents on their business. None seem to pay much attention to you as you venture further into the village. They all seem invested in their tasks. And as you search around for the cellar you were supposed to locate, you find an empty stall in their place. There's nothing there, just a closed-up shop. Except for, there are signs that someone left rapidly, signs that things might have ended just a few minutes ago. You can see cart tracks leading off. And as you examine, a slime girl approaches you, purple this time, glowing from inside with sparkles that look like stardust trapped inside her breasts. It seems the slime girls don't have much need for clothing, as everything is on display, from her large, bountiful breasts right down to something that looks kind of like, you can't be sure, but it almost looks like a cock sitting right between the lips of juicy, juicy pussy. A unique piece of genitalia, for sure. She smiles ruefully, completely unaware of how utterly lewd she looks to you. Apparently, this is pretty normal around here. Then she asks, "Oh, it's nice to see another human around here. Is there something that's brought you to our village?" You're surprised that such a casual response would be had, since the last thing that you heard about the maids that were sent here is that they put out a distress call, that there was a mayday. But apparently none of the village seems to worry at all. So you ask and inquire, and in a short moment of thought, she answers, "Oh, yeah, of course, I remember them. They were just here. I think they were buying something from... Oh, I don't remember what their name is. They usually only come in for a day or two. They're kind of a traveling salesperson, but they didn't have what the maids were looking for, and said that they would have to come to the next village with them where they were planning to pick up their order. And I think they all left with the cart that the... Oh, what's their name? I can't recall it, I'm sorry, but they're about this tall." And she gestures above her own head, breasts shaking. "Oh, yeah. And she has a plain white face. And, I think her body is made out of... Maybe candy cane. No, that couldn't be it. I don't know. It's some sort of hard stuff. I'm not sure exactly what it is." After thanking her and continuing on, you head into the woods nearby, along the trail to the next town. You weren't able to get much more information out of her, as she seemed relatively distractible, if not downright ditzy. As you walk, you reach a section of the woods where the trees seem to be made from dark, twisted, black licorice, like nothing else around. As you continue, the ground changes, becoming more and more like dark chocolate frosting. It's thick, it sticks to your shoes. You notice that the ruts for the wagon continue, so you must be close behind whatever's going on. As you draw into the shadowy cover of the trees, you notice that with every step, you leave a slight squelch behind. The smell of musty, rich, dark chocolate fills your nose. And as you continue deeper into the woods, you notice signs that something happened, as there are a bunch of footprints in the deep, mud-like chocolate. The wagon wheel ruts stop abruptly. There's footprints all over, some coming from out of the wagon. As you continue now, following the ruts that continue onwards, you grow cautious, apprehensive that something has happened. You draw a sidearm, preparing for the worst. And yet there's still nothing, just dark, shadowy tree cover and suspense. You look around, and there, just ahead of the bend, is an empty wagon. On the lower part of a hill that you're working down, in the deep shadow of the trees, you carefully approach, scanning the area. There's not a sound in the woods around you. You can't hear anything at all. You can see the whole wagon now. It's definitely the one that's been leaving the ruts. And in the back, you notice something. It has room for cargo, but there's none. There's no one around. It's utterly deserted. You look for footprints, but see none. Just a thick, knocked-out section of goo It looks as though something's been dragged to and from the wagon. As you look around, you hear the faintest slipping, dripping wet sounds in the distance. You whirl to check, sidearm drawn. And as you do, something liquid and wet slaps across your face, knocking you down into soft, liquid goo wrapped around you. You're trying to pull your arm free, but it's coiled around your neck, a liquid tentacle wrapped around you. You squirm as you're pulled back away from the cart, into the shadows. And as you finally try to look, you're whirled around and lifted by a massive slime monster. No, wait, there's a face. It seems to be some sort of buff, strong, huge slime woman who has tendrils and tentacles grabbed onto the trees and has swung down to grip you, staring you coldly in the eyes as she pulls you in close to examine you. She doesn't say anything, simply looking you over, searching you, and then slamming you face first down into the mud. The taste of chocolate fills your mouth, your nose, as she begins to drag you to heaven knows where. You struggle, you squirm, but the sticky slime is irresistible, unescapable. You thrash. The more you thrash, the more slime she lets down onto your body as you feel it drip and flow and slide across your body until your hands are bound in tight balls, your legs are taut, pulled together like a mummified corpse. You thrash helplessly, you scream obscenities. None of it matters. She ignores it all. You squirm until you're essentially encased, noticing that your clothes have begun to feel less and less present. You catch a glimpse as you pass through a patch of light, and all that you are wearing is fading away in the thick, dark, obsidian black gel of the slime girl's touch. You squirm, and after some time being dragged, you reach a strange place. A dark cavern entrance illuminated by glowing cyan blue crystals. And as you approach, the slime girl resonates as blue glow sparks through her like starlight in the night. As her face begins to calm, she drags you in, and you can see all around you other helpless, trapped individuals laid out on an ancient temple floor made from stone. Stone here in the land of candy, dark obsidian black, chipped and forged, worked like glass and rock all at once. Arcane symbols adorning, and you notice that there are several maids also present, all arranged in the ritual circle, all squirming helplessly in black, slick, oily sacks of goo. And the more you squirm, the tighter it grows, hugging around you. As you thrash back and forth, she sets you down on the edge of the innermost circle next to the other maids and steps back, smiling, and gently kneels at the edge of the circle. As she does, you look deep into the cave, seeing odd forms and shapes, as though it was black shadow itself roiling and boiling back there. Dark, black, ink tendrils seem to spiral out, and yet they never get any closer. Shapes seem to collapse, and yet they never get any further. The inky shadows and darkness never change, and yet they always shift. They always flow. They are never the same. Staring into it makes your mind fall deep into that inky blackness. It lets you lose control of all thought until you squirm mindlessly without worry, without need, without want, just feeling the tightness of that goo across your body, gripping you in places oh so intimate. And as you do, you can hear the slime girl speak for the first time in a strange low chant. And as she does, you feel that desire, that urge to squirm, to stroke your hands across your body, to be lost in the sensations of being bound like this, to become so much more helpless, increasing. Your hands finding their way to the most intimate parts of your body, finding yourself drawn to touch, finding every touch sends your mind further and further away into the goo. As the chant continues, the black, inky darkness spreads for the first time beyond its borders, thick, liquid, inky, oily black tendrils and tentacles flow out as a great hand of nothing reaches out towards the circle and splays apart into millions of tendrils, each unwinding like wisping smoke flowing back into the chimneys that belched it, down towards every person in that circle. Towards you, but you can't think, you can't do anything other than squirm helplessly as you feel the black miasma touch down and coat the goo, noticing it turn the same color as the obsidian, noticing yourself being coated in this ink-black goo, feeling it like soot, like smoke, wrapping in a veneer thinner than air, thinner than plastic, thinner than anything, until it's covered you completely. Feel the tendrils push at you, until they enter through your mouth and your nose. Feel yourself go blank as you lose control. Desires to touch growing. Need and want growing. Helpless to the power of the experience. As you feel your body squirm and thrash as you're lifted until you are pulled up and up into the inky black. As you squirm and thrash, as the pleasure grows, you feel your body losing shape, losing form, until you become a black droplet of inky pleasure and bliss, lifted up by those tendrils, and then flowing down into the black, feeling yourself flow down into the cave, feeling yourself drip deep underground, feeling your body reforming as you drip, drip, drop into the cave, feeling yourself slide down into the cave, dribbling into a pool that takes shape, that you feel forming into your ideal self, finding your hands, your feet, your arms, your legs, your chest, your groin. You look down from the glowing crystals, light all around you sit others, slime girl sitting there. Slimes, all humanoid now, all so very confused and blank, and yet all happy to indulge in themselves, their newly found forms, touching and sliding and gliding, finding slime girls that remind you of someone you might have known, whose picture you might have seen, memories of the past becoming confusing, memories outside of these cute slimes growing distant. But they look familiar. They remind you of a maid? What's a maid again? Yeah, you know what a maid is, but why would they be maids? They're just other slime girls. Slimes. Sweet, soft, delicate candy slime girls. Finding yourself embracing one as your chests brush against each other, her large bosom squishing against you, her smile splitting into a comical, almost cartoonish grin as she gives you a kiss, as she makes out with you with the most intimate French kiss one could imagine, seeing as slime girls kissing can be very intimate. And so an orgy commences, a slime girl orgy, kissing and suckling and embracing and engulfing in ways that would not have been possible before. The past doesn't matter. What does matter is cuddling other slime, snuggling, losing track of time, until eventually you're just the bliss of touch and slick, soft, wet, gentle experience, penetration, maybe, or suckling, or rubbing, or gripping. It all doesn't matter. It all feels good when you're slime. It's all possible. Lost in time and space, unaware of anything outside of this cave, this moment, this time, this blissful embrace. Sometime later, feeling yourself come to, waking up cuddled in a pile of slime girls, knowing that you should probably get back to the village, because there's something important you're supposed to do there, something that you can't quite remember. But you start to make your way there with all the other slime girls, feeling yourself becoming giddy and giggly and happy and cheery, finding yourself struggling not to occasionally squeeze the hips, the butt, the ass, the cheeks of another slime as you make your way back to the village, body jiggly and bouncy with every step. Smile plastered across your face. Feeling yourself being pulled gently from that reality now, as you can return at some other point in time to that you, to that then, to that way, if you wish, if you desire. But you can leave it all behind for now. And so drift to the dreamscape, feel yourself be pulled ever so gently back into the world of possibility, that portal letting go, leaving your body cleansed of the candy transformation that took it over. Noticing now that you are once more yourself, whole and present, whole and you, once more, drifting in this comfortable space, this safe place, and now allowing me to guide you back all the way to the world of the waking. With each moment growing more present, more aware, allowing your breaths to bring focus to gravity, to reality, to the world around you, to the room you're in, to whatever it is you might need to do next. 1, drifting up. 2, feeling wonderful. 3, leaving behind whatever you wish. 4, and 5, more and more. 6, and 7, and 8, and 9, and 10. Wide awake, feeling wonderful and refreshed. Thank you so very much for investigating that lead for me. I greatly appreciate it, and I couldn't do it without your support. So, if you have happened to enjoy listening, please do consider supporting me on Patreon. It would appear that a team of our maids sent to retrieve some very important ingredients have gone missing in a strange candy-like dimension. One might even call it a kingdom made from candy. The last report we received from them was somewhere nearby a village of candy slime girls, and we're going to need to send you in to get a better look, to find out what happened to them, and maybe, just maybe, get a little more hands-on with the locals, if you know what I mean. Anyways, if you choose to accept, we'll need your assistance immediately.